Lila Kay here with Easton Corbin. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. You've been to Portland before.
I have. I sure have.
What was your favorite thing about our fair city of roses?
Portland. We stayed at this cool little hotel there. You probably know it. Like a school, a converted school.
Oh, McMenamins. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
What's the most exciting thing that's happened, you know, for you in the last year in terms of this recording career?
Probably the number one record. Yeah, that's a dream come true. That's what I've been working towards. And, and of course, the whole thing's been so exciting, you know, from getting the record deal to doing the recording process and following that, you know, the number one here. And hopefully we'll have some success with this next one, you know. And
where were you when you found out A Little More Country Than That hit number one?
It's funny. I was actually at home. That's very rare. But I was at home, and it was a Sunday morning. And I wasn't even out of bed yet.
Wow.
It was early. And my wife was looking on the computer just checking because we were kind of anticipating, you know, it going number one, hopefully. So she got up before I did. And all of a sudden, I heard her, like, screaming in there. And happy screams, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
And woke me up. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, you're number one. And I'm like, and of course, I my jaw just kind of dropped, you know. And, you know, even though we were kind of anticipating that week that if it did go number one, you know, that's the week it'd go number one, it was still, you know, so
did you
cool.
Guys do a little happy dance jumping on the bed together?
I don't remember what I did. It was all such a blur, but I know it was happy.
Yeah. Well, all the best to you. I
thank
see
you.
A long and beautiful, prosperous career for you,
oh,
sir.
I appreciate it.
And we love you at KUPL, and we can't wait
Portland.
To have you back to Portland.
Yeah, thank you so much.